Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
We'll play a clip for you.
Okay.
This is Seth from Sports Radio 610. Last night, breaking down the Texans.
You know when somebody has really mistreated you and you confront them on it and they ask you, okay, well, tell me what I've done wrong. When did I lie? And all of a sudden you seize up and you think, there's so many and I don't know what, and I can't. You're pressing me for details. That's how I feel right now about the Texans offense. So many things. So many issues. So many promises made by me myself about what this team might look like, even if the offense struggled, where I thought they would make some progress. And it's all trickling down the side of an old man's leg, like he can't control his bladder.
Very colorful.
0-3,
certainly,
by the
paints
way.
A picture.
Lost to the Jags, which not ideal.
So they're 0-3. So they're 0-3. There's 16 games. And again, am I a football expert? Absolutely not. Have I seen teams all of a sudden just kind of go on a tear after they start 0-3 and then just kind of like find themselves and pull it together? Of course we have. Of course. You're looking at me like, who though?
Yeah, name one.
I don't know. Off the top of my head, I might be thinking about movies. That might be I might be thinking about famous sports movies. I might be thinking of the Little Giants.
Is that? They only play one game.
Oh, dang
it. And they win.
When do we need to transition to, I just hope both teams have fun? as far as what our expectations, is that the thing? Do we have to start treating
this? What's the participation trophy for the NFL?
does that exist? Do we need to come up with one of our own to make it through?
Well, the best part about all of this is maybe demand for tickets will go down and you'll have an easier time winning ours.
Hey!
Because we do have them all week coming up after 8:30.
Exactly. It's the Titans this week. It's the Houston Bowl. It's the Oilers. Yes. Yeah, there's stuff to think about here. Good morning. It's Monday. For Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, yes. In fact, it is Monday. Thank y'all for spending some of it with us today.
I know we didn't have a lot of good news to share if you were a Texans fan, no. But if you manage cattle, have I got a story for you.
Oh, do you? Okay.
I'll give you the details coming up next. What's trending? We're Frito and Katie.
Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
How familiar are you with the Ig Nobel Prizes?
Is that the dumb Nobels?
I was going to say, I feel that they have, at some point, they went through a facelift. They were given a facelift. Someone really tried hard to rebrand these because that's how I knew them.
I knew them as the stupidest science people
like,
spend money on.
As in, yeah, exactly. How could somebody have actually funded this research?
Yeah.
Now they're saying it's a funny award that honors research that makes people laugh first. Then to think.
That is really generous considering the only thing I know. I mean, again, just talking about these on the radio for years and years, that is so generous.
I should have looked up a list of the worst ones over the years.
Okay.
But Japanese scientists recently won one for their unusual study about painting cows with zebra stripes. It actually had some surprising benefits, which we will get into here in just a second.
Okay.
But first, another day, another tease, a new music by Luke Combs.
Oh.
I mean, if he keeps going at this rate, you're going to be able to sing along to every word of his next album the day it comes out.
I don't have a problem with this.
For the second time in a week, Luke Combs has teased an unreleased song on his socials. Just days after letting fans know he'd finished recording My Kind of Saturday Night, he came back with another clip of him in studio. Y'all think I've probably forgotten about days like these. Can confirm I did not.
We got everything we need. Even if it grew on trees. Well, money came by days like these.
Oh, Lord.
That That was the one he originally posted in acoustic form in his YouTube back in 2023.
That's going to be a great album. I mean we I'd like you needed to.
I love that he's already done the work.
Yeah. Already good. Already solid. Already crowdsourced. Just run it.
Well done.
Beautiful.
You know what's trending?
Mm.
The Rapture. The newest TikTok trend is preparing for the end times.
Do we have a day on
yeah, this? Tomorrow. Or Wednesday.
Tomorrow?
It's from a South African pastor, and he's not too sure.
What? Okay.
But he said he had a vision that the rapture was coming.
All right. Okay.
The rapture, of course, is the belief that some Christians will leave this world behind. Others won't. The earlier predictions of the rapture or the end of the world obviously have not exactly panned out.
Every couple of years, someone will put a day on it.
I like when there are billboards.
That's a real commitment. You're putting money on it.
Yeah.
And then it's real awkward after that because, like, what happened? But
you just say you got it wrong and then.
Yeah. Recalibrate.
Exactly. Back to the drawing board.
Check the math.
As you slowly disappear.
Wow.
But people online are giving advice, some serious, a lot not. It's called rapture talk. A man sold his car and other personal items to prepare.
No! Why? Prepare?
Because he might be sticking around. Is that what I'm led to?
I don't know.
Because if you weren't, why? What's it matter?
Well, if you were, it seems like you might need the car.
Yeah. Why are you unloading the car?
Just boost another one.
All right.
And back to this this study from Japanese scientists. So they said that they found painting white stripes on cows cut down biting flies up to 50% compared to cows with black stripes or no paint at all.
What? Why? Do they have any idea? Like, why would that have anything to do with anything at all?
See, they're not sure, but they were testing this theory from an earlier study that showed flies preferred to land on darker animals rather than lighter ones. And I believe it was with horses. It was like, hey, these flies really don't land on white horses. Why is that? And then they said, what if we took cows, we gave them zebra stripes?
Just for funsies.
Some with white stripes, some with black stripes.
Yeah, because if they're 50% white, then they should have 50% less bites, presumably.
And it worked.
Get out of here.
The problem was they're using paint that just washes off after a few weeks. So if this is something that farmers actually wanted to implement, you would need a longer lasting solution to make this practical.
Or you need to go in and CRISPR up some stripey cows.
Biting flies are a major problem for cattle, right? They make them stressed. That means they're not going to produce as much milk.
Yeah.
They're not gonna get to the weight that you need them to be.
Well, that screwworm thing is a huge issue right now, right? Yeah. That's
and farmers will use bug sprays and things, but that can create chemical resistant flies, and that creates a whole host of other problems.
Wow.
Also, those sprays can contaminate food.
Hey, look, dude, it only has to work. I don't care how stupid it looks.
I would love to see zebra cows in fields.
You know what? Yeah.
Well, you thought you got excited when you saw the Oreo cows. Just you wait. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
Frito, Katie, The Bull, good morning. I don't know if you've heard or not. We have so many Keith Urban tickets. It's just...
A ton.
Yeah.
It's silly.
And how are we giving them away? We're trying to make it easy. Listen for two Keith Urban songs back to back.
The Urban Encore. Urban Double Play. Back to back Urban Attack.
That's not...
Crikey. It's double Urban. Two for Rue. The Urban Double Down.
I can't. I'm leaning towards crikey, but I don't.
The double didgeridoo. Urban Overflow.
Just listen for two Keith Urban songs. We'll hear the second one be caller 10. We'll give you your tickets, and you'll be set up to win like this crazy prize pack like that we've got for a VIP experience.
Two Keiths, one call.
Okay. All right. That is coming up. I promise you we will get to one of those double plays. Crikey blokes this hour.
Mates, rates.
You have to get the Money Minute freebie, though. That is next.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minute
freebie.
Yeah, don't get too caught up in all the other things we're giving away today. Texans tickets, Keith Urban tickets.
Yep.
Many pairs today for Keith Urban.
Oh, yeah.
Also, on our show. Around 8:30 every morning, we give you the chance to win cash.
It's always there.
Cha-ching.
It's always there. The opportunity is always there.
Yeah, it's always a knocking.
Yeah. Can you capitalize on it? That's a completely
different
question.
Will you answer?
the call of $100.
$100 is $100.
It is. It is. Like, this is real money. And
I think it could buy you multiple lawn seats for Keith Urban.
Keep that in mind. And again, there's always a plan B. That is a very solid plan B. And every day, if you're listening around this time, we try to make it easier by giving you a free answer to one of the questions in today's Money
Minute. Yeah, Money Minute is 10 questions that you have to answer correctly in 60 seconds to tell you what it is before we give you a freebie. So now you only need 9 because one of the answers today is Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, see, there. A little bit.
Number 99, Wayne Gretzky.
A little bit closer to that W, something Wayne Gretzky had a lot of back in his day. Sign up online, thebullhouston.com/contest. Frito, Katie, it's all Crime Stoppers.
Nicole's
this
back.
This is my favorite interview that we do because you always bring the best stories. But I know y'all had a very busy weekend and we want to talk about that.
We did. So on Sunday we held, it's called National Night of Remembrance. It's where we have family members of people that were unfortunately murdered in the last 12 months come and we honor them. And we do a candlelight vigil and just pay respect to the people that lives were taken, unfortunately, too soon. And we generally have like 200, 300 people show up for this. And it's heartbreaking and it's sad, but it's like one of those things that we can do to honor people that, mm-hmm. you know, paid the saddest price.
Let That's us right. salute a yeah. couple of cases that cool. have paid out
so we,
recently.
This month, we paid out on one that I like to call the, you don't get it your way anymore necessarily. This gentleman decides that he's going to go into a local Burger King and he asks for a water cup. And,
okay, all right.
And the sweet person behind the counter is like, oh, I'm sorry, we don't give free water cups anymore.
All right.
Well, I mean, you know, cups are expensive, I guess. And I mean, every penny helps. But this guy's like, no, I'm getting my water cup. And he tries to go behind the counter to get his.
Doesn't take no for an answer.
No, no. He's like, I'm getting it my way.
Right.
And he goes behind the counter to get the water cup. And the employee's like, no, you can't go back there. He just cold cocks her.
What on earth?
I know. This poor kid that's working at Burger King trying to save whatever for this water cup and doing her job.
Company policy, not her.
Yeah, did you not care about a cop, dude? She's just there to...
Right.
So they found the guy?
They did. They found the guy. So, and you know, he walks out with the cup. No water. Don't know what he was going to do with said cup. He just wanted it. Yeah, maybe he has a collection. A water cup collection.
Yeah, now it's wherever it is and he's in jail. So.
Exactly.
And someone got paid for the tip.
And somebody did get paid for the tip.
That is the important part to remember.
Exactly. Another good tip that we paid this month, and it's a good one, and it's important for the youngsters out there. We were talking, now that you're 10, you can be charged with an adult crime and go to actual jail.
I'm sorry,
at 10?
Yeah.
10 could go to jail.
Well, I'm guessing depending on what type of crime it is, obviously, if it's like a big boy, big girl crime, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they can go to full-on jail.
Is there a campaign for this? Do we teach the 10-year-olds?
Are we trying to raise awareness?
17, 18-year-olds.
I think it's
great. You can be tried as an adult.
Apparently, it's very... Well, is it that... I mean, does this happen a lot?
See, how rampant is 10-year-old crime?
Yeah, exactly. Should I not be trusting 10-year-olds out
there? Well, what's funny is when we go out into schools and we talk about this stuff and we're like, hey, kids, at what age do you think you can go to jail? And they're like, 16, 17, 18. And when we say, nope, 10.
They don't know. They think it's a crime-free zone.
You just hear the gulps.
Wow.
The little fifth graders.
Exactly. You start seeing little beads of sweat.
They start emptying
their pockets. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Then, yes, this message needs to get
out. It does. So we
have. You can go to jail way younger than you thought you could.
You can, and we have 4 teenage girls that committed a big girl crime. They committed an aggravated robbery.
What did they rob? Yeah.
They robbed a vape store.
Oh, Lord.
And, I mean, because it's aggravated.
That's a felony.
That's a full-on
felony, y'all.
That's not even a state jail felony is like the low-grade felony.
Oh.
This is like second, first-degree felony. Guys, you're talking serious time.
That's vape, crazy.
For a vape store.
It is.
Like, what were... Why?
What was the reward on that?
Yeah.
Well, they're up to $5,000.
I see.
Sort of who turned them in?
Exactly.
Sibling.
But they go.
Someone, yeah. Probably got more for the tip than they did
they're
for
gonna,
the crime.
They're gonna need it.
Yeah.
That's actually absolutely correct. They probably, the tipster got more than what the kids
got
ended up stealing. But that's the lesson, you know, kids. You do the crime.
If nothing else jumps out at you from the show today, please take away from have
yeah,
a
you
water
turn double
cooler
digits,
conversation.
Go
yeah.
to jail.
Yo, 10-year-old, if they commit a felony, that's jail.
Hey, youth, no longer 9. You could go to jail.
Not only do you have to worry about puberty, but jail.
You have to worry about going through puberty in jail.
In jail, no less.
What? Oh, God. This is horrible. Thank you so much for coming in today. We
Thanks for having
it.
Me.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Dana, good morning. How serious is this going to be?
I don't know. Pretty serious.
Yeah, the way you phrased it in your email is you needed help getting your husband over an obsession.
Well, he's completely obsessed.
Right.
What's he obsessed with?
Ugh, he's obsessed with treasure.
Is treasure a pet or a person?
A stripper?
No. He's obsessed with treasure, like literally buried treasure. It's
what?
Been a hobby of his.
Hold on.
Yes, it's been a hobby of his for a minute. Yes.
Okay.
But now it's kind of like crossing the line.
All right. So he actually goes out and hunts treasure.
Like, what are you talking about?
Is this like the Forrest Fenn stuff or?
Oh my God, yes. He had a lot of theories, but he never acted on those. We did look for the jelly bean guys, whatever the hell it was.
Oh, the jelly belly.
Jelly bellies.
We did too. We were convinced it was in Corsicana.
Yeah, that got us good.
It wasn't. It was like down the road from us.
Let's not bring that up.
Oh, and yeah, we've been a few places looking for that pirate guy's secret stash.
You've been looking for John Lafitte's treasure?
Yes.
Katie loves John Lafitte's treasure.
It's in Galveston. Ask me how many times I've been to the seawall.
Yeah, but honestly, it's just gotten to a weird point. Now he's convinced that there's treasure in our house. And yeah, he's just not letting it go.
He thinks there's treasure in your house. Why?
Yes, okay, I should explain.
Can you just dream it up?
Because it sounds completely unhinged when I say it out loud.
Yes, it does.
It's not that bad.
How?
Yeah, that's...
How is it not that bad?
Well, there's kind of a story there. So when we bought the house, it's a really old house, and it belonged to this guy, right? He died, and he was selling it, and it was kind of a fixer-upper. So the seller had told us that his dad was one of those guys who never liked banks.
Right.
He just didn't trust them. So, yeah, he basically said there was a good chance there was hidden money in the house.
Okay. So there could actually be treasure.
But he didn't know that, or did he?
Yeah, he said there was $100,000 he knew he had. But they never found it when he died.
Sorry.
So,
what?
Well, I'm sorry.
I mean, that's the story anyway.
There's $100,000 in your house? Are you calling us to help you find it? Because I'm all in.
Well, at this point, we looked everywhere, like everywhere, and we haven't found anything. But if you talk to him, he's just not willing to quit. And it's getting real old. I mean, it's been years of this for now.
How many floorboards you pulled up?
Well, not enough. Look, we definitely obviously want to get him on the phone and talk about this, but honestly now I think we both just want to hear more about the story.
And where is his house?
Hang on a minute.
Where are y'all located?
We're gonna get Johnny lined up. We will pick this back up coming up next on Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
Okay, so Dana and Johnny. live in a house where there might be $100,000 hidden somewhere.
Where the gold at?
But Dana's upset that Johnny's obsessed with treasure.
Where the gold at, dude?
I'm also upset. I will come over and help you, Johnny.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I know we want to talk to him.
Yeah, I do want to make sure he's not insane, because that, frankly...
He's been driven insane.
At face value, this sounds
true. By treasure! Isn't that what happens in a treasure hunt? There's a whole documentary about Forrest Fenn.
There is. Treasure madness.
Go watch it.
Yeah.
Go watch it.
Great watch.
But yeah, I think we've got him on the line. Hey, Johnny, thanks for taking a few minutes.
Yeah, so Dana emailed you about the money?
Yes. Yes. Right. I mean... Really, she emailed us because she's trying to figure out how to break your treasure obsession, but same thing, same thing.
Look, okay, if you knew someone who hid $100,000 in your house, you'd be pretty obsessed too.
I'm with you.
That's the point, Johnny. You don't know the money is in the house. I mean, based on the past few years, I mean, when is enough enough?
Okay, all right, right. She mentioned this. And obviously, you've been looking.
Not hard enough.
How do you? All right, let's find. What does that entail, man? Where do you look?
All right, well, I don't know if Dana mentioned this, but the house when we got it needed a lot of remodeling. It was one of them fixer-uppers. So
yeah, right.
When we bought it, there was a lot of, during that process, I was looking for it because we had heard that potentially, you know, this guy stashed $100,000, didn't trust the banks.
Yeah.
There was originally, when we were going through it, there was a secret room in one of the closets with a safe, which, I mean, like, we found that in the first couple months.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was empty.
I mean, okay, Dana, I was getting to that. So then we found this kind of, you know, crawl space under the fireplace, which had a bunch of old documents. So, I mean, look, I'm not, you know... there's a lot of stuff lying around. I mean, okay. All this stuff says to me, you know, the money's in there. We just haven't found it yet.
Okay.
Or it was in the safe and someone else found it a long time ago. Like, you're going to end up destroying the entire house looking for this.
Destroying the house?
He got this hot tip about a room under the garage. Like, look.
A room?
I don't know.
So he ripped up your garage floor?
What? All right, look. Nah, let me tell you, it's not that crazy. So I've tried to reach out to people who might know something about this, and I found a guy who lived in the neighborhood growing up. This was, you know, mid-20th century. Yeah, back in the day. And he was growing up in in the same neighborhood. He said that his dad helped build a bunker.
He built a bunker under the house?
A bunker under
Y'all
the...
Y'all have a bunker under
no,
your
no,
house?
No.
A
come
surprise
on, come
bunker?
On. How would that not be... Something like in the listing.
I was going to say that would have to be disclosed,
right? Come on.
I'm not saying it was necessarily a good bunker. They didn't. I'm sure the guy didn't mention it. I'm sure he didn't, you know, say that it was something worthwhile to be listed.
It's a pit.
That's where the money is. It's 1,000% in the money pit.
Well, okay, right.
What'd you say, under the garage? Yeah, go there.
What's your plan?
Okay, well, basically, I just need to get some equipment, and we can, you know, we can see if there's anything underneath there. I mean, I think it'd be fun weekend project, among other things.
It's been like $10,000.
$10,000?
And yes, that's what he wants to do. And like, enough is enough, okay? This is totally a waste.
I mean,
until you find the money.
Well, dude.
Right, and that's the thing. It's not, okay, Dana, it's not a waste. It's a risk here. I mean, like, and I don't think it's going to cost $10,000. I just said that as, like, ballpark number. Obviously, I'm going to see where I can save money with that. But, okay, look, this is a risk, potentially, but it could pay off huge. Like, I understand, Dana, that you're tired of the whole thing at this point. But, I mean, if you were in this situation, you guys, you're telling me that you're not going to do everything in your power to find $100,000?
Katie,
I bulldoze it to the ground.
And here we get to destroying the house. And see, that's where I'm. You said
I'll build a better house with my money.
Underneath the garage ain't much of the house. You know, it's not like I'm going through the foundation. Not. You know, of the main. This is under concrete. You know,
yes.
It's not like we parked the garage anyway.
He wanted to refinish the garage.
Well,
maybe he wanted to do that cool thing everybody does with those fancy floors. Maybe he's worried about the hole under the garage.
This is
from the not great bunker.
This is how treasure madness happens. And I really don't know what you're supposed to do. It sounds like you have some legitimate leads that there could be money in the house. I don't know what you're supposed to do in that situation. So, like,
what do we want? want to do today? Are we just going to ask people where they would hide their money?
Well, I want to know. I legitimately want to know if you're in this dude's situation. Like,
where should he look? Where was the money hidden in the church? It was behind a toilet.
It was behind a toilet.
Did you check there?
We'll get some feedback. Guys, thank y'all for this. And we appreciate y'all being on the show today.
I just want your listenership. I'm not crazy, all right? This is serious.
No.
And when you find the money, Johnny,
it's a wild goose chase.
Remember your pals, Frito and Katie.
They're on my side. Dana, I'm not sure if I'm going to lose.
This is a wild goose chase. It has to end.
Thank you so much.
Please let it end.
We'll catch up with y'all later, I'm sure.
713-881-5500 is our phone number.
I know you've got the bug, but what about the rest of you? Call us. We know you've got some thoughts. We'll talk to you next.
Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull.
You are so excited.
We're about to hit
a score. If you were suspicious that there was $100,000 built or just hidden
treasure
in your house.
There's treasure in your house. How far would you go?
Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you have for us today?
So I think the cheapest way to do this would be to drill into the concrete and then get a scope of some sort. Mm. You can go pick up a scope at Harbor Freight for relatively cheap.
How cheap is relatively cheap? Like $500?
Less than $100.
Like
less than $100. You can pick up a little scope, because people use them for engines all the time.
Right.
Okay.
If you want the good one, you could probably spend $200, but I mean, it's Harbor Freight.
So kind of just keep chipping away at it, maybe drill some holes in the floor or something like that.
Well, if not, I mean, he's going to basically drive himself crazy because he's going to have that in the back of his head, like, for the rest of his life. Like, it could be 3 feet underneath my feet, and or has he checked the backyard? Has he tried to take a metal detector to the backyard or wherever? This guy doesn't believe in banks, apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no telling where people are going to hide stuff. I mean, there's stuff. I've seen stuff in my attic when I bought my home. I mean, the home was built in the 70s. I found random stuff in the attic up in the insulation.
It sounds like you are team tear the place apart. Is what I'm hearing you say.
Well, with limitations.
To an extent.
Yeah.
Yes, with limitations. Now,
he didn't say take a jackhammer to the floor.
Exactly. I mean, if he wants to go John Wick and destroy his concrete, then go for it.
John Wick knew that stuff was under their dog. I think it's for safety reasons now.
Yeah. Right? I mean, like, don't you want to know about this bunker? Like, it sounds like it's just it sounds dangerous.
Okay, so
I think you do need to find out what that situation is.
And that's what I'm saying. If you drill into your concrete, into your flooring, your subfloor, I mean, they're not going to be that deep. So,
right.
I mean, drill a couple of holes, take your scope, and if you find this bunker, like...
If there's a hole in there, you got an excuse. Like, I got to go in the hole now.
Like, right. You don't know the location where this thing is.
You know what? A level-headed hunter right here. I like it. Dude, thank you. Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
I think he's looking everywhere but... under the doghouse.
Because that movie. He's going to have plenty of time to look there if he starts drilling into the foundation of the garage for sure. Because it's clear she's not on board, right? Like, I mean, she's freaked out by this. She wants him to... Okay, so again, if you're in this situation, and again, it sounds like he is, at least in his mind, he is convinced.
He's adamant, bro. He's adamant.
Yeah, it's in the house. He knows it.
You just say, whatever, I'm going to look until I find... I mean, do you keep going, or do you just say, all right, this is gone. I have to let this die.
It's too much, my man. It's too much, brother.
Too much.
Well, you also can't. You
though.
Can't do $100,000 worth of damage to your home. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, because, I mean...
when you find the money... Well, but if you find the money, you just have to... make repairs on the things you destroyed in order to find it, right? Like, there has to be a cutoff point.
Yeah, there has to be a point where break even is no longer achievable.
It just needs to be considered.
Yeah, like, hey, look, if for some reason when I'm doing this, the garage falls down, at this point, like, would I even be able to build it back
or get a divorce. Works.
Exactly.
Afford an attorney to be like.
The answer is no.
These fees add up.
The answer is no.
But it's treasure, though. Like, I get what Katie said is like, it's treasure. And you kind of. Anyway, dude, thank you so much.
Yeah, anytime, man. Anytime. You guys have a blessed day, brother.
You too, my man. If you want to chime in, 713-881-5500 is our phone number. Back after this. Credo and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. So if you were convinced, again, that there is $100,000 potentially hidden inside your home.
Or underneath it. Or around it.
Specifically in a quote-unquote not very good bunker.
A homemade bunker.
it's a hole in the ground. He thinks there's a hole in the ground. But his wife is sick of this noise.
It's been going on for too long.
Yeah, and it's time to move on.
Where is it?
Would you move on? Would you be able to move on in a circumstance like that? What the hell do you do? Frito and Katie, good morning. What do you think?
Well, I'm just sitting here thinking about it. I'm like, well, if I can get in contact with this guy, my company rents GPRs, ground penetrating radar, and it shows cavitations, so could do a scan on it.
Okay, well, how does this work? How does ground penetrating radar work? Like, what is your
company? It
looks
expensive.
Like a lawnmower.
Yeah. Okay.
Connected to a tablet, okay. Right?
Right.
And it scans for density, and it tells you where there's cavitation, the density cavitations in the ground. So basically, it'll let you know, like, oh, if it's under concrete, there's a hollow spot. It'll let you know where it's at, and then you can dig that spot up.
Is this, and Katie mentioned this, how expensive is the service?
I mean, if you're going to buy one, they're fairly expensive, but the rental services on them, they're really not that bad. You can spend a couple grand to find out. I mean, for $100,000, it might be worth it.
Yeah, that's definitely
worth
it.
A couple grand
versus
to find out.
Versus causing a bunch of damage to your home.
Yeah, exactly. Like, at least then you'd know. Like,
it's either inside and outside.
Oh, you can. Okay, so you can run it over his, like, he could put it in the garage, fire it up, and then he would know if there's a hole under there that he needs to be worried about. That's not bad. Do you run into people that, you know, doing this as a business that are in this, not say in this guy's exact shoes?
But, no, in this guy's exact shoes.
Yeah,
how many people think they're sitting on
treasure?
Never
so far in the exact shoes of a home, but there was a company that ran it from us in one of the parks downtown they were doing searches for, and they also used it to find bodies, oddly enough.
Right.
So.
Well, don't they use that in Jurassic Park? I mean,
my only reference for this is that first scene in Jurassic
that's
Park
what he's
where
doing,
they just
right?
boom, and then like you know, the
he's
that's
looking
where the
at
raptor.
That screen.
I'm going to assume this guy's technology has improved in 20 years.
Oh yeah, at this point, you turn it on, it's a touch tablet, and it just shows you on the screen, and it shows you different levels, so how deep they are, down to like 10 or 12 feet.
Okay. That's amazing. Hang on, we're going to get your email address,
and
we're going to pass it on.
We will be right back with you. Holy cow.
Right. Time for What's Trending with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Sabrina Carpenter is going to be part of the Grand Ole Opry's ongoing 100th anniversary
celebration. I saw that. Why? I mean, not
because
them
she
complaints.
Asked.
She just wanted to
I
show
think
up.
A lot of it. I think a lot of it is if you ask and you make a case.
A reasonable case. Hey, this could be
or, hey,
a good tie-in.
X amount of followers or I do this.
Right.
Or I'm really into this.
Yeah, that all adds up. Absolutely.
They're saying yes. So hers was announced Friday. She will take the stage for the first time ever on October 7th with country singers Lacey K. Booth, Caitlin Butts, and Cameron Marlowe also performing that evening.
Really?
And more names to be added in the coming weeks.
That is a good night.
That is a good night.
That's a good time to check. Okay.
It's very exciting for all parties involved.
Man, that's dope.
Now, not so exciting. There's a Teddy Ruxpin movie in the works. And look, I...
From out of nowhere.
I get it.
Wow. Wow.
But I think we should probably stop making toy movies.
Yeah,
because this just sounds like it's going to be Ted.
That is what I would fear, because that movie, while not for children,
happened
is essentially the same movie.
But isn't that what you would do? You would make a Teddy Ruxpin, not for children?
Yeah. Oh,
Rock's involved.
You know, that's the thing. I guess the easy thing is they obviously want to re-release it with maybe better technology or something, right? As opposed to just sticking the tape cassette in him and going. Maybe he is more interactive. Maybe, you know, more lifelike.
Scarier?
AI bear.
Scarier?
Right. Like, so I guess there is the possibility. That's the only reason I can see to do this is sell merch.
Details about the movie are kind of under wraps, but it was pitched as Sonic the Hedgehog meets Elf.
That is not the combo I was looking for this morning, but yes.
Teddy Ruxpin was created by a former Disney Imagineer. if you did not know.
I am 0% shocked
and
by that.
Sold over 8 million units worldwide.
Oh, yeah. Those were, they were, surprised it's that low. Like, I feel like those were everywhere when I was growing up. Teddy Ruxpin was dope. I just don't know if the kids are going to appreciate it the way we appreciated it, but maybe that's the point. Maybe that's why you're putting out a movie. Who knows?
I don't know if you saw any of the footage, but I wanted to end with Charlie Kirk's funeral.
Yes.
Tens of thousands of people gathered at State Farm Stadium in Arizona yesterday. The stadium itself was filled to capacity more than an hour before the event started. And the nearby Desert Diamond Stadium was also utilized. So a lot of people
really?
That couldn't get in, they were just thankful to have a seat.
And they just went across the way to the backs. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. President Trump was in attendance. So, too, of course, was Vice President J.D. Vance. There are a lot of different stories and pieces being shared online, but I wanted to highlight some of what Erica Kirk, Charlie Kirk's widow, had to say.
Yeah.
Again, just showing the world such strength in the midst of crazy heartbreak.
While Charlie died far too early, he was also ready to die. There was nothing he was putting off. There was nothing that was too hard or too painful or nothing that he just felt like he didn't want to do it. He left this world without regrets. He did 100% of what he could every day. But I want you to know something. Charlie died with incomplete work, but not with unfinished business.
I don't know why those words struck me so much.
No, that's
powerful.
Very, very, very powerful statement.
And she also forgave her husband's killer.
Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do. That man. That young man. I forgive him.
She gets a standing ovation. She had to stand a few feet behind the podium for a few moments afterwards to compose herself.
Yeah.
But she said it's what Christ did and it's what Charlie would do. That's what's trending on 100.3 The Bull.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Christian, good morning. It's been a while since we've talked to someone that is that sounds this confident, honestly. Like, you sound like you're chomping at the bit to take on Money Minute today.
Absolutely. I'm a bona fide blowhard.
Love it.
He does a lot of useless knowledge, which could be very valuable.
Yeah.
Got to get 10 questions correct. You got 60 seconds to do it. You can pass on any question. Come around your passes at the end. If we have time, you can't change answers once you give them. Are you ready to proceed?
I am ready.
All right. Whenever Katie's ready, we'll fire this thing up.
I'm second guessing myself on some of these.
Second guessing. Let the man cook.
I know.
Let the man cook. He sounds like he's got it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Ooh, we're ready. What is the name of the car in Dukes of Hazzard?
Pat.
Who said, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country?
JFK.
What U.S. lawn game is a derivative of ground billiards and involves mallets, pegs, and wickets?
Okay.
What soft drink once contained cocaine as one of its original ingredients?
Coca-Cola.
If you steal someone's thunder, what have you done?
You took the wind out of their sails, you answered.
What is Buzz Lightyear's catchphrase?
To infinity and beyond.
The longest river in the world is one of two rivers, the Nile and what?
Amazon.
Which Canadian hockey player is considered to be the greatest of all time?
Number 99, Wayne Gretzky.
Siamese, Maine Coon, Tabby, Ragdoll, Calico. These are all types of what?
Cat, feline.
The women in Amy Tan's Joy Luck Club meet to play what game?
Oh, boy.
Mahjong.
What is the name of the car in Dukes of Hazzard?
General Lee.
Count it.
I'm counting it.
Count it. My dude. That is a
win!
I was so, oh my God, I was so nervous about that. When you passed on generally the first time, I was like, that's gonna cost him. And then I was just gonna then again. You had it.
Oh my god!
At the buzzer.
No, that's it.
Oh,
that's yeah, he got
my
it. He got it.
Goodness, you Christian,
that was a lot of fun.
Are winner number three.
Winner number three,
Christian. Man.
I don't know what to do. I don't remember.
I think
we got to get your information or something.
There's some info we have to get from you.
There's something
that we're going to give you your $100.
And I get to add you to my notebook.
Put him on the board.
Oh, my God. That makes me so happy.
Holy cow. Well done, sir.
Well done.
Christian, great.
That was fun.
Great work. Hang on the line. We'll get this info. And honestly, bro, sign up again.
Yes, we need
more W's. TheBullHouston.com/contest. Frito and Katie, the Bull. Christian won Money Minute, proving
it can be won.
Now
he's our third person to do this.
That's number three. Now
that's not many, but
no.
It's one more than we had last week.
With that said, we are also still trying to figure out how to get him his money. Mm-hmm. So he's joining us back on the show. Christian, welcome back. You were telling us a story about your wife. Is
about
also
you trash talking him.
Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, my wife, Monique, was on in April, and she was all excited to play. And she had talked about the confidence I was attempting to instill in her, saying that this is a household of champions.
A household of champions. That's specifically what I remember saying. Like, you had psyched her up. You'd be like, we don't lose in this house.
That's right. You need to
knock this out of the park. Our honor is at stake.
That's right, because I had just come off a national championship for Moot Court, and then you were dogging me, saying, oh, where are you, lawyer boy? Well, here I am.
Yeah, because I was trying to make her feel better, because as I recall, like, she'd missed several, and I was like, well, where's... Oh, I mean, Moot Court, what is that?
Yeah, oh, okay. Trivia, though?
But as it turns out, not only is this guy the national champion of lawyers... He also is stone cold, incredible at the game.
How's Monique going to feel about this?
Yeah. What are you going to do now that you've got another trophy?
Proud, but also aggravated.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I am a absolute believer in that happy wife, happy life. This is a household where all is shared, and we share in this victory together.
You each get $50.
Wow. This guy, Christian, I apologize for my previous statements. I retract
those.
He's
eating crow right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to save your info. If you ever need a lawyer, I'm going to call you. And wow. Thank you so much again for playing. And man, tell Monique we said hi.
I will do.
All right. Don't go anywhere, y'all. Your chance to win tickets to the Texans next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Texans, you still want to go to the game.
You absolutely
come on.
It's an experience, and maybe this is where we pick up the W.
You never, this could be the game that
you
turns things around.
You could be what's missing.
That's right.
From this equation.
So we do want to send you to the Texans. We have tickets all week long, and it is time to play the Wheel of Texas.
This state and everything in it.
That's right.
Everything associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do that by spinning this wheel that's got a bunch of different categories. A
lot of categories.
We'll give you three spins, which means three questions. They all have multiple choice.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to get two of the three, and you are going to the game.
That's simple. Call us, 713-881-5500. We will play the Wheel of Texans next.
100.3 The Bull. Frito and Katie here. Texas proud, Texan proud, and Texans proud.
Every day. No matter what.
No matter the record.
No matter what. And we know some of you guys.
Though we're very aware of it. Yep.
Feel that way too.
Yep. But if you want to go to Sunday's game, now's the time to call.
Yes, because it is the Wheel of Texas. To the phones we go. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning.
Morning.
Loopy,
welcome to the Wheel of Texans, which means you are two correct questions away from punching your ticket to the Texans versus the Titans. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right.
Great spin. Oh, so strong.
Taste of Texas.
Okay, Taste of Texas. What tasty chop shop was born in the early 2000s in the underground tunnel system that runs beneath downtown Houston?
The what?
Was it A, Jason's Deli, B, Salad and Go, or C, Salada?
Oh, wow.
What year?
Early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Is it A?
Is it Jason's Deli?
Not Jason's Deli.
Okay, all right.
Though that was started in Beaumont.
That's true. Also,
that's right. That is a Texas institution.
Mm-hmm. All right, next spin today.
Name that neighbor.
Okay. We're going to play a clip of a famous Texan. You will just tell us who it is.
Hang on one second while I make sure I have this clip, this famous Texan. Give me one second. I am so, so sorry.
We will imitate this famous Texan. And you will tell us who it is.
Don't go to those links, Katie.
All right.
It's unnecessary. We can just... Here, give me one second.
Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on me, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Okay.
Name that neighbor. Is that A, Matthew McConaughey? B, Woody Harrelson? Or C, Tommy Lee Jones?
Is it Matthew McConaughey?
It is Matthew McConaughey. Thought about just making Matthew McConaughey all the options.
The only human on the planet, for what it's worth, that sounds like that.
Just like that.
All right. Final spin for the win.
Texas Time Machine.
Texas Time Machine. This is, of course, Texas history. Mm-hmm. So when the United States annexed Texas in 1845, it became the blank state.
Oh.
Is that A, the 28th state, B, the 37th state, or C, the 15th state?
When it did the, is it A?
The 28th state.
Is it A?
Yeah.
She's got it.
Hell yes.
Officially admitted to the Union. See, 28th state on December 29th, 1845.
Love to see it.
Yep.
And you're going to love to see the Texans, no matter what.
Yeah.
Again, no matter what. Doesn't matter.
No matter what.
Doesn't matter.
I'm taking my rosary beads with me.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, let's get God involved. His help is
needed.
We
need all the help we can get.
Yes, we do. Hang on the line. We get you these tickets, okay?
Okay, thank you.
And to answer the first question,
Salada. I am still genuinely thrown by the underground tunnel. Like it was in the underground tunnel.
Simonian.
Yeah.
Created a cafeteria concept down there in the food court with a small salad station. Served Caesar salad and Greek salad with homemade dressings.
Yeah.
Soon the salad line was as long as the hot food line. Then the salad line was longer. Then he was like, all right, let's just make this its own restaurant. And now there are over 100 Saladas in several different states.
From the tunnels underground downtown Houston to the rest of the world.
Oh, Burge also tried to launch a panini concept called Hot Press in 1988.
Really?
But he was ahead of his time.
Oh, the panini didn't really
carry. While everyone
really
knows
carry.
Paninis now.
Didn't really
that
carry.
Not, that was not the case back then.
The same cloud. Yeah. I understand. Did we mention we have Keith Urban tickets still? Still in our pockets that you can win.
And how you do that is by listening for two Keith Urban songs. Now, they will play back to back.
Back to back.
So if you hear Keith, and then immediately Keith, start calling.
Just a hint, you know, that might be useful to you coming
like
up.
Soon.
Very soon. Don't go anywhere. It's Frito and Katie.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
All right, we should have probably talked about this earlier in the show, but we have a very good reason for doing so. We were trying to find more information because we knew Lainey Wilson had postponed her show. We got that. We got that memo. But as far as, you know, usually when that happens, there's like a post.
Well, there was a post. I kept seeing the still from a video.
Yeah.
You know what she did? She posted it to stories.
Is that what it... See, that's the...
On Instagram, so...
Why? You realize how hard this makes it for us who need to, like, you know, hey, here's Lainey talking about it. Click and go, and it doesn't matter.
I guess if you needed to know, you found out.
Mm-hmm. But if you didn't...
Hopefully that wasn't by driving out to the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion.
That is my genuine hope. But if for some reason you still don't know what the story is, here is an AI story about the whole thing that we ripped off online.
The Woodlands, Texas, Heads up if you had tickets to see country star Lainey Wilson at the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion Saturday night. The show has been postponed. The show is now rescheduled for Saturday, November 1st. Wilson posted a message to her Instagram stories on Saturday, explaining why she needed to push the show back. I was hoping I would have a voice by showtime, but the truth is it's only gotten worse, and I want to give y'all the best show that I can.
Indiscernible,
she said.
It's clearly
Wilson
her.
Said her vocal coach advised her to reschedule. Please know that I am deeply sorry for any inconvenience this has caused you or your family,
slight
she said. All previously bought great. Tickets will be great. Good for the rescheduled show.
Yes, so that's yes. important.
Yes, that's
if you did buy a ticket to see Lainey, it's good for the November 1st show. I don't think it was sold out, which means like you could get tickets.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
For November 1st, if that's a date that works for you.
I guess it will be a little
Saturday.
Little
didn't
cooler on November 1st, be a little more pleasant.
It is the day after Halloween, so
not bad. Not bad.
Keep that in mind. I don't know what your Halloween plans are, but might have two late nights.
Do what you need to do.
Speaking of surprises, let's talk about this, well, a big surprise for custom agents. This is why it's very important to declare things.
Right.
Customs at Tampa International Airport made a shocking discovery.
Okay.
When they found human remains in a passenger's luggage.
Oh.
Obviously, this person was questioned. And the person said that the remains were to be used for rituals.
Oh, that's not any better, though.
That's way worse.
That somehow got even weirder.
And they declared some things. So they declared 10 cigars.
Okay.
They had more than 10. So they didn't even get that right.
Guys.
But they searched a foil-wrapped duffel bag and found human remains and prohibited plants that weren't supposed to be brought into the country.
You know what? At that point, I don't care. I mean, I care about the plants. Don't bring plants into the country. But at the same time, that immediately just goes to the top. Oh, okay. Wow. All right. What's the point with the... Oh, yeah, just some rituals. Nothing crazy.
There was part of a human skull in there.
A skull! Y'all, I mean, in fairness, how would you declare that, Katie? Like, what would you put?
Skull.
The human skull.
There's a skull?
Skull. Oh, skull. Yeah.
You can ask a follow-up.
It's in the foil-wrapped duffel bag. With the plants. Holy
The
cow.
Director of Field Operations, Carlos Martel, said customs agents never know what baggage may hold, but smugglers should know they'll always have a bone to pick.
Oh, someone earned their keep today, y'all. Job never gets old. All right, we'll see you back on the radio tomorrow.